Welcome to IoT Real Talk. No fluff, no filler, just real pros talking about real programs, real challenges, and real results. There is a silent revolution happening all around us, and it's powered by IoT. In this episode of IoT Real Talk, we sit down with IoT leader Danny Johnson from Verizon Business Group to explore how IoT has quietly evolved from device connectivity to a real-time data engine driving global innovation. We will discuss why devices are not just endpoints, but data generators, and how the convergence of IoT and AI is reshaping automation, insight, and decision-making at scale. Stay tuned to learn more about the unseen infrastructure powering how we live, work, and innovate. Hello, everyone. Glad to be back. I'm your co-host, Susanna Song, Chief Marketing Officer at Aeris.
And I'm John Connett, Chief Product Officer at Aeris.
Hi, John.
Hi, Susanna. How are you?
Welcome, Danny.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with both of you today.
Excellent. Glad to have you here.
Very exciting times for both of our companies. Very excited to be able to see what comes of this partnership moving forward.
Yeah, tell us how you got into the world of IoT, if at Verizon or even before you joined Verizon.
Sure. So I've been involved with IoT in some form or fashion for the last decade or so in a variety of different capacities. Most recently, I was leading our 5G acceleration, serving as chief marketing officer within that organization in Verizon. And really, you should think about the 5G acceleration, this term, it's a small incubated business, a startup within a large Fortune 50 company. And the intent and goal for us was to create a market and lead in that market. And in fact, those are things that we have both done on both fronts. And so within this private network is really the core solution that we were really driving there. Within the private network capabilities and functions and the solutions and platforms, IoT is part of every single use case within that solution set as well. And so there are two dimensions to IoT. There are the connectivity capabilities, what we would also know as machine to machine. And then there's this evolving movement within the marketplace that is really more moving towards solutions, platforms, partner ecosystem centric as well. And so that's some of my background, how I came into it. And most recently, I've been just a few months into this new role where now I'm leading the product organization globally for our IoT and our connected solutions platforms.
That's amazing. It's, it sounds like you obviously have a wealth of knowledge and a deep history in the space. You mentioned something that I thought was interesting, which is kind of what I would describe as a bit of a broader trend around the expansion of IoT. Maybe could you speak a little bit about where you see the market going and kind of where you see IoT as a broader value proposition kind of extending into?
Sure. When you look at the IoT market and where the trends are really moving, just from a pure connection perspective, within this next decade, the global market is looking to expand by almost the really reaching 4 billion in connected things.
Wow.
Now, yeah, pretty massive. Now, here's the other dimension to that. We're really no longer in the era of connected things, though. We're really entering this era of intelligent things. Where really IoT provides more of the eyes and the ears, and then you infuse the AI component where AI now becomes the brains. So together, they're really... these components are really rewriting how businesses automate, learn, and decide in really real time and at scale.
That's interesting. So it's really like IoT is really sort of the cyber physical sort of aspect of the intelligent enterprise is what it sounds like.
It really is. And when you think about it, IoT is really the fabric. It's embedded in the fabric of enterprise, of global enterprise. I challenge you to identify any global enterprise business who doesn't have something that's connected, an endpoint an edge device or something in between. They all have something that's connected, that's generated some level of data, and where that data really needs to be processed and analyzed and turned into something actionable.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, I mean, it's very clear to me, and it sounds like to you as well, that, I mean, this is a growing market space, a growing industry. Everyone's going to have increasing need for these types of programs, especially as we continue the adoption of things like AI and the intelligent enterprise and kind of all the other various vertical flavors that you hear about, you know, smart enterprise and things like that. But what do you see as like the big challenges in this space in terms of either adoption or you know, getting customers to actually realize the vision for a lot of these value propositions that are, you know, sort of starting to bloom out there in the marketplace?
I think you see a couple movements within global enterprise in general. I don't think these are necessarily contained to just IoT. One of them is this movement towards this convergence of IT and OT, right? And so over the past decade, you see these worlds really converging, whereas before, traditionally, you would have a separate IT focus for technology, and then the OT focus was really dominated by industry players, systems integrators, et cetera. And the challenge for IoT is that it really, you really have these discussions in both of these paradigms, right? And so now when you see this convergence of IT and OT, the conversations are changing. The personas within global enterprise firms also are changing. And so the conversation is now really shifting to heavily make an outcome-oriented type of conversation that really brings in the capability. So that's dimension one. The second one really is that, and there's reference to this as well in the opening, it's just this kind of hidden, it's a hidden thing. It's a hidden technology. You know, things just work. Yeah, I don't really think about the refrigerator that's in my kitchen, the fact that it's connected, you know, and perhaps is sending data, you know, to the, so that when the maintenance guy comes over, he can really just kind of tap into that data and find out what's going on. We've kind of been oriented to this somewhat around the telematics side as well. But it's just kind of hidden in the technologies we use. We don't necessarily think about it too much. And so I think now there's an emerging need also for an education in terms of how we can really deliver these outcomes. I will tell you, there are some interesting stories, you know, around the both of these dimensions where we are working with customers and firms in all gamuts and the entire array of global enterprise, where firms are really impacting climate, as an example. Firms are really having a social impact in terms of the solutions they're bringing to bear in the marketplace, or they're just flat out creating new markets. And we've got IoT solutions that are embedded in every single one of those dimensions.
Wow.
Yeah, so how does then Verizon, or really Verizon being a great example, since you work there, and I'm just thinking in general, mobile network operators, how do they then provide kind of an efficient, cost-effective way of deploying these devices that are really everywhere, as you mentioned, and make sure that their businesses can, you know, their customers' businesses can thrive and be efficient?
That's a really great question. I think this really gets into the essence of our partnership with Verizon and the IoTA, and that is the platform really makes a difference. So requirement number one really needs to be that there needs to be a unified platform that provides a unified experience to global MNOs, global firms working with those MNOs who really need that global reach from a connectivity perspective. I mean, look, make no mistake, connectivity is still foundational. Things have to be connected, right? In order to really drive everything that we've talked about here from an outcome perspective. So I think a platform, a unified platform that is able to manage an environment at global scale is needed as well. And then the experience associated with that platform matters also. And so the platform and the experience, that needs to be intuitive, it needs to be simple, can't be overly complex. so that the operational side of any global enterprise or global firm really has the capability and the flexibility to manage their environment the way they need.
So it sounds like it's removing the friction for the customer, particularly customers that have maybe global programs or widespread programs across large geographic areas. It's how do we move some of the pain and some of the what I would call sort of the total cost of ownership of managing one of these big kind of IoT deployments in a way where, you know, yes, they're still getting the critical connectivity, and connectivity is the glue, right, that makes all this stuff and magic work. But how do you do that in a way that is cost effective and allows you to very quickly realize the value of that asset? It sounds like that's really kind of what the heart of that kind of experience is that you're trying to go for here.
100%. And I think that's really that fundamentally is critical, because we can provide the best solutions on the planet, but if the experience is heavy and cumbersome and complex, that those technologies won't matter one bit. I can recall a time several years ago where I was speaking with roughly 30 senior executives within the global enterprise space. They're all in the IT world. And I was interviewing them just based on their technology selections and why they made those selections. And 100% of them came back to me and told me that they were picking this one particular technology solution. And on the whole, that particular technology solution, it did not possess all of the technological features that other platforms had that were even superior technologically. And so I asked them, well, what's the tipping point for you? Why did you make this selection? 100% of these senior executives in these global firms, they told me it was because of their experience. The experience was very simple. It was intuitive, and they were willing to make the trade-off on other technological features that they didn't necessarily need with the experience. And so that's something that's always stood out to me, but it's also one of those enduring principles that we do keep in mind as we look to deploy our solutions globally as well.
Yeah, so where do you go from here? So the Verizon and Aeris IoTA platform, you know, has a purpose, you know, to reach U.S. enterprises to deploy their devices globally. What do you see over the next couple of years for your program?
I see a lot of success. I see a lot of joint success. That's number one.
Well, that's what we want to hear, but
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I see a thriving partnership as well. I can tell you it's been great working with everybody within Aeris as well. And I think from a vision perspective, we are absolutely aligned. And then also, and probably most importantly, I see value creation at global scale for our customers, other MNOs, as well as global enterprises alike. So I see the opportunity, you get into the door with connectivity, and then the opportunity to really begin to create value on top of just the pure fundamental and foundational connectivity layer. And so I think the sky's the limit for us. I don't see any bounds on the success that we could have in terms of driving a customer value. And so for those reasons, I'm very excited to see what the next 5+ years hold in store for us.
That's great. That's great to hear. And obviously we're excited as well. And you mentioned something that I thought was interesting, and that's, you know, there's more value to bring than just the connectivity alone. Obviously, as we talked about, that's foundational. That's what makes the magic work, so to speak. But I would be very interested to hear your thoughts on how else, besides removing barriers and friction, how else can we improve the experience, bring more value, make, you know, sort of the realization of the ROI of these IoT programs? How can we help accelerate that? What is Verizon doing to kind of, let's call it, you know, really juice the experience and the services, right, that you can bring to the table that really can help a lot of these global IoT programs? Would love to just hear your thoughts on that.
So I have a two-sided response to the question. It's a very good question. One side is very operational and business oriented in nature. And then the other side is really on the value creation dimension. So touching on the operational side, I think one of the things would be, and we are actively engaged in this as well, is the whole go-to-market motion. How do we then begin to activate our sales channels or our distribution channels and working in partnership with Aeris as well to really unleash a scaling mechanism to be able to position the value proposition globally, position how we can really deliver outcomes for our customers and MNOs and other partners. I think the other dimension then is bringing in other elements of the partner ecosystem into the mix, perhaps other technologies like AI and edge to really round out solutions. And I'll give you some examples as to why this is important on this side. When you drew some examples in areas and industries where we are really driving real outcomes or creating new markets, well, that's not, that these things aren't happening in isolation. They're really happening in partnership, you know, with other firms and other companies within those industries as well. So we've got there's a company called May Mobility out there as well. And they have created this autonomous vehicle service. Okay, so autonomous vehicles is not a new concept. Their niche really is autonomous vehicle services for the elderly population. So you and I, we all have parents, grandparents, and you know, they get to this age where maybe they can't drive everywhere they'd like to, you know, so they've got perhaps some inhibitors. Well, May Mobility is really targeted to that market, and they have these autonomous vehicles that will come show up at someone's door and pick up and this individual or individuals, take them to the grocery store or take them to their doctor's appointment or take them to their social community. And they're doing this in a very safe way, safety obviously being preeminent. But what it does is it really helps the entire family, okay? It really gives some comfort to the kids, you know, the children. Some of them may be a little bit older, obviously, but also keeps the elderly population and some of them from just sitting at home, keeps them very active in their communities. So there's a very, very much of a social impact, familial impact on that dimension. You have other areas with a company that we're, so that all of this is done in partnership, you know, with us, this firm, and some other ecosystem partners in that particular space. Another example is a company we're doing some business with called IC Change, where they're really influencing housing policy. They're keeping citizens and residents safe because they're combining the IoT data, as we talked about before, core to any connected thing, with human data on the ground, with other data inputs from weather platforms as well, to really bring in interesting data to action against, to not only keep residents safe in very, very hot, perhaps, or dangerous environments, but also, like I said, providing also guidance, you know, for local energy policies. So things like that. And so you think about some of these outcomes that really matter, they're being brought to bear because not just because of the technology, but because of the partner ecosystem now that is involved in delivering that solution.
Yeah, very, very interesting. It definitely, IoT is, I think, always been an ecosystem play, and I think it will continue to be so. And I think especially as these use cases, as you described, Danny, continue to evolve and become more sophisticated, right, in terms of the compute, in terms of the solutioning, in terms of the intelligence, right, that it brings into the enterprise or to the customer outcome. It'll be interesting to see how that ecosystem continues to evolve and bring in kind of more players into the space that maybe traditionally haven't been seen as sort of IoT or IoT-centric providers. So should be an interesting evolution over the next couple of years for sure.
Yeah, Danny, as we wrap up, any final thoughts?
Well, first of all, again, really do appreciate the time to be with you all. The only final thought I would have is that AI really brings in this added dimension. So when you think about the convergence of everything we just talked about, you mix in AI, we're in a place in the market where this isn't really a trend, right? I would call it, we're at a tipping point. And the companies that really treat data as an asset and intelligence as more of an infrastructure, they're the ones that are going to lead, right? And the rest, they're just going to be connected. They're just going to stay in that connectivity model. And so, like I said, not to minimize connectivity is the foundation, but the capabilities and the abilities to be able to build upon that are really what are going to set the leaders apart.
100%. No, no question from our perspective on that. And I appreciate you, you capping off a very interesting conversation with that notion, because it's fundamental, and I think it's going to be disruptive, just like other major advances in computing have been disrupted. I think that this one is in the same kind of level, right, of the disruption that we've seen in mobility, just in more generally, and even in client computing more broadly.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Danny Johnson. We hope you'll join us again in the near future, and hopefully we'll have many more stories to share about our partnership and some new use cases to bring forward to our audience. And thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in. If you have feedback about today's podcast or questions for the Aeris team, please contact us at podcast@aeris.com or leave a comment. We, of course, would love to hear from you. And don't miss our next episode, when we will explore the surprising way IoT is becoming a weapon in the fight against climate change. Until next time, I'm Susanna Song.
And I'm John Connett, and this is IoT Real Talk.
From all of us at Aeris, thank you for listening to IoT Real Talk. We hope you'll join us again for more real stories from real practitioners shaping the future of IoT. Tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, or visit aeris.com/IoT podcast.